How do you spend your free time?
I don't seem to get much of it these days, but when I do, I like to go to the coast and take a long walk. I find that it really clears my head. How about you?
I prefer reading or listening to music in my spare time. I find it really relaxing.
And what kind of things do you read?
Mostly fictional novels, but sometimes I also read biographies and autobiographies. I'm never happier than when I've got my head in a book, so I suppose you could say that I'm a bit of a bookworm. You know, you were saying yesterday that you often go to the coast in your spare time.
Yes.
Well, could you tell me which part of the coast you usually go to? I'm thinking of getting out of the city myself this weekend, so if you've got any recommendations about where to go, I'd really appreciate it.
I'm in a bit of a rush right now, but I'd be happy to tell you a bit later on.
OK, well, maybe we could catch up after work.
OK. I know this part of England like the back of my hand, so I can point you in the right direction. You know, you wanted me to recommend a good place for you to go to the coast over the weekend.
Oh, yes, if you could. That would be great.
Well, what kind of place are you interested in? I mean, there are so many options, so if you can tell me whether you'd prefer, say, a town or a village.
Oh, a village or a small town, definitely. I get enough of larger towns and cities in my day-to-day life, and at the moment I've really had my fill of the hustle and bustle of London. I'm longing for a couple of days somewhere where the pace of life is gentler.
Since you prefer a village to a town, why don't you try Swanage in Dorset?
Why? What is it like?
It's a really picturesque little place right on the coast, with gorgeous old buildings, some very reasonably priced hotels.
Oh, it sounds perfect. How long does it take to get there from London?
Well, that depends on how you plan to travel.
By car, I think. I'd go by train if I were travelling alone, but I'm bringing the whole family, so it would work out too pricey.
Yes, if I were you, I'd go by car, and it will be useful for getting around when you get there. To get to Swanage by car should take about 3.5 hours tops, I'd say. Mind you, it does depend what time of day you set off.
What time would you recommend?
Well, certainly not in the rush hour, and preferably not on a Saturday morning. If you have to leave on Friday, it would be better to leave about 3 p.m. if you can get the time off work.
Oh, thanks for the tip. I'll ask my boss if I can leave early.
Mine's usually pretty flexible about our timetables, as long as we make up the hours afterwards.
I wish my boss was a bit more easygoing.